You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. An unfortunate tweet by Virgin Media has provided a serious lesson in social media blunders. Research has revealed that WhatsApp is the most popular social media platform amongst Spanish women, and the government in Ghana has pledged to improve cybersecurity in the country. An unfortunate tweet by Virgin Media has provided a serious lesson in social media blunders and how to recover from them. Virgin Media had posted a promoted tweet featuring a picture of a rifle's crosshairs along with the message "on the hunt for a new telco," causing a massive backlash amongst Twitter users who pointed out the insensitivity of such a message in the aftermath of the tragic shootings in Paris, which left around 130 people dead. When Virgin Media realized the mistake, they removed the tweet and publicly apologized for any offense caused. The tweet was originally posted on the 3rd of November, over a week before the terrorist attacks took place. It highlights how important it is to keep an eye on past and scheduled promoted posts on social media and pause any campaigns if a national or international tragedy takes place that could cause the post to be interpreted in an upsetting way. A spokesperson from the social media agency Chunky Media provided advice to any companies that find themselves having inadvertently posted inappropriate content, saying the important thing to do is to just go in and pause things and reassess. Remove it, apologize, and move on. Research by Internet Academy has revealed that WhatsApp is the most popular social media platform amongst Spanish women, ahead of Facebook. The study looked at which social media sites women in the country had visited in the previous week and found that 71% had recently used WhatsApp, way ahead of Facebook, which was visited by only 20% of women in the previous week. No other social media sites surpassed 3% weekly usage. Spain isn't the only country where WhatsApp is reigning supreme. The social messaging app is also the most popular social destination amongst both genders in Brazil and teenagers in Germany, as well as beating Twitter into second place behind Facebook in Mexico. Social media is popular in Spain, with an estimated 60% of internet users in the country being a member of a social network. The government in Ghana has pledged to improve cybersecurity in the country. It has set up a task force called the National Computer Emergency Response Team, which said it will tackle cybercrime and help protect children online. Exactly how this will operate in practice is unclear, but the government stressed that improved communication between private internet companies and the authorities would lie at its heart. Internet penetration is currently low in Ghana, with just 20% of the population using the internet, according to data from Internet World Stats, making it a market with huge future potential. The global drinks company Pepsi has abolished its global marketing procurement department. The move will result in redundancies and is also expected to impact on the global brand's relationships with its agencies. Earlier this year, the president of Pepsi's global beverage group predicted that the agency model was going to break, with a big shift in the industry resulting in many companies ditching their agency partners to work with content producers instead. And finally, the international hotels giant Hyatt Regency has launched a marketing campaign targeting India. The campaign has been called "Make the Most of Being Away," a different tagline to the one being used in the US, which was "It's good not to be at home," due to the greater importance of home and family life in India. At its core is a social media campaign whereby guests can choose one of five free gifts upon their arrival at the hotel. They will be given a card saying the name of their chosen gift and will then have to upload this to Instagram along with the hashtags #GetCarded and @HyattRegency in order to receive the gift. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.